Hello everyone, welcome back to another Replace Base podcast episode on MacBook water damage. Here's what to replace for a swift recovery, so let's get started. Water accidents can turn your MacBook into a technological nightmare, but you're not alone in facing such accidents. In this blog, we understand the common occurrence of water damage to MacBooks and offer a comprehensive guide to MacBook water damage repair. We'll help you grasp the complexities of MacBook water damage, enabling you to assess the severity of the harm it may have caused. The insights extend beyond awareness, providing valuable information on which components you should consider replacing to facilitate a fast recovery for your beloved device. Accidents are unavoidable, but with the proper knowledge, you can navigate the consequences and restore your MacBook to its optimal functionality. Understanding the MacBook water damage. MacBooks, with their sleek design, are vulnerable to water damage resulting from various scenarios like spilt beverages, rain exposure, or accidental immersion. Despite their refinement, MacBooks lack immunity to water, and its intrusion can have awful consequences for the internal components. The liquid infuses the intricate circuits, leading to short circuits, corrosion, and irreparable harm. Immediate action is crucial when a water-related accident occurs, as delays can worsen the damage. Turning off the MacBook immediately, disconnecting power sources, and seeking professional assistance are vital steps to save MacBook from water damage. Understanding the risks and taking prompt measures can significantly improve the chances of salvaging the MacBook and preventing extensive damage caused by water infiltration. Read more: MacBook Pro Retina Display Replacement, What You Should Consider. Assessing the damage. Assessing the damage caused to your MacBook by water is crucial for adequate recovery. Swiftly power off the device and disconnect it from any power sources to prevent additional harm. Invert the MacBook to facilitate liquid drainage and allow it to air dry in a well-ventilated space for a minimum of 24 to 48 hours. Please resist the temptation to power it on during this period, as doing so may exacerbate the damage. Thoroughly inspect the components for visible signs of water residue or corrosion, paying particular attention to ports, circuits, and the motherboard. If you are still determining the extent of the damage or are uncomfortable with DIY assessment, seeking professional assistance is advisable. Taking these meticulous steps in evaluating and addressing water damage enhances the likelihood of a successful MacBook recovery. Critical components to replace in water-damaged MacBook. MacBook battery. Water and electricity don't mix well, and the battery is often one of the first casualties in a water-damaged MacBook. A compromised battery poses a significant risk even if the MacBook appears to be functioning after drying. Replacing the MacBook battery is a crucial step in the recovery process to ensure safety and prevent future issues. Logic board, motherboard. The logic board, or motherboard, is the nerve center of your MacBook, housing essential MacBook components like the processor, memory, and graphics card. Water damage can cause short circuits on the logic board, leading to malfunctions or complete failure. Replacing the logic board is a complex task best left to professionals, but it's a necessary step for a thorough recovery. Keyboard and trackpad. Due to their direct exposure, the keyboard and trackpad are susceptible to water damage. If your MacBook takes a liquid hit, the keyboard may become unresponsive or exhibit erratic behavior. Replacing the keyboard and trackpad is essential to restore the standard functionality of your MacBook and ensure a seamless user experience. Storage, SSD or HDD. Your MacBook storage drive, whether a solid-state drive, SSD, or hard disk drive, HDD, is vulnerable to water damage. Water can lead to data corruption and render your storage drive unusable. Prompt replacement of the damaged storage drive is crucial to prevent data loss and restore your MacBook to a working state. DIY MacBook recovery tips. When your MacBook encounters water, swift action is crucial. Follow these immediate steps for a better chance of recovery. Power off. Turn off your MacBook immediately to prevent further damage. Disconnect it from any power source and peripherals. Drain excess liquid, tilt your MacBook upside down to enable any remaining liquid to drain out. Be cautious not to shake it, as that could spread the liquid further. Remove external accessories, disconnect any external devices, such as USB drives or accessories, to prevent potential damage. Drying process. Place your MacBook upside down and let it dry in a well-ventilated area for at least 24 to 48 hours. Don't use a hairdryer or other heat device, as excessive heat can cause additional damage. Rice myth. Contrary to popular belief, placing your MacBook in a bag of rice does not speed up the drying process and may even introduce dust and debris into your device. Stick to open-air drying for the best results. Seeking professional help. While some DIY steps can mitigate immediate damage, certain MacBook water damage recovery aspects require professional intervention. Consider seeking professional help if your MacBook doesn't power on after the drying period. The keyboard, trackpad, or other components remain unresponsive. Unusual sounds or smells emanate from your MacBook. You need more certainty about disassembling and replacing internal components. Professional experts have the skills and tools to diagnose and address water damage effectively. Attempting complex repairs with the necessary skills may improve the situation. Preventing future incidents, waterproofing, and protective measures. Preventing liquid damage to MacBook is far easier than dealing with its aftermath. Consider these preventive measures to safeguard your MacBook. Waterproof cases. Invest in a high-quality waterproof case for your MacBook to protect it from spills and unexpected rain showers. Keyboard covers. Use keyboard covers to shield your MacBook's keyboard from liquid spills. These thin covers allow for regular typing while providing extra protection. Keep drinks away. A simple yet effective rule, keep drinks and liquids away from your MacBook to minimize the risk of accidental spills. Environmental awareness. Be mindful of your surroundings and potential water hazards. Avoid using your MacBook in areas where liquids are prevalent. Regular checkups. Periodically check your MacBook for signs of wear, especially around ports and openings. Replace any damaged components promptly. Conclusion. MacBook water damage can be a distressing experience, but a swift and informed response can make all the difference. Understand the extent of the damage. Replace critical components like the battery, logic board, keyboard, and storage, and follow immediate DIY MacBook water damage repair tips. When in doubt, get professional help to ensure a thorough restoration. Prevention is key, so invest in waterproof cases and keyboard covers and practice environmental awareness to protect your MacBook from future incidents. With the right actions and precautions, you can navigate the waters of MacBook water damage and emerge with a fully recovered and resilient device.